Bruno Mars is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, I'm Zach East. This is the Best Mix in the Morning show and your music news for Friday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. Taylor Swift was very Taylor-like when accepting an Icon Award for her songwriting, saying she's really gotten by with a little help from her friends. Tay made a virtual appearance at Wednesday's National Music Publishers Association's annual gala, where she picked up this year's Songwriter Icon Award. She said, quote, "I want to take a moment to thank the people who were my professors, my teachers, of the craft of songwriting. First of all, anyone who wrote with me in Nashville when I was in like 8th or 9th grade, that is insane that you did that. I am so lucky that I got to learn from some of the best writers on Music Row." She went on to spread the love to all the Swifties out there because they, quote, "care about my lyrics. You have no idea how much that means to me that you dissect them and copy them into your journals and care about the things that I write," she says. Ed Sheeran's long vacation is finally over, and he'll mark his return to music with his first new single in 4 years. Ed broke the news on an Instagram post that featured a photo of him grimacing along with the caption, "The moment you realize your first solo single in 4 years is coming out in a few weeks." He's had the tune kicking around for at least a few weeks since he told the BBC last month that it's, quote, "really different." And the Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter and AJ McLean, are joining up with NSYNC members Lance Bass and Joey Fatone for a special Pride Month event. The boy band members will host a charitable game night, Bingo Under the Stars, at the Grove in Los Angeles, June 18th. The event will feature 10 games of bingo, special prizes, special surprise guests, and more. It'll conclude with Nick, AJ, Lance, and Joey taking the stage together to perform songs from both groups. The singers teased some sort of collaboration last week on social media. A portion of the ticket sales for Bingo Under the Stars will go directly to LA Pride. A special gift will also be granted to the Trevor Project, which supports LGBTQ youth as well. And that is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.